Can you believe that we are at the end of 2023? It just blows my mind how fast these years just keep going and going and going. And so I wanted to take a step back and pause for a second and just share with you guys my favorite things from 2023 that have happened, things that we've been working on in the background. I'm going to share some insight of what I've been doing at Magnetic and also here at Workflow Queen and just all the amazing favorite things that have happened. And then I'm also going to be sharing a lot of the 2023 wins this year, whether they're personal for my bookkeeping firm or here at Workflow Queen. Regardless, it's just going to be a great episode and a great opportunity at the end of the year to just reflect on all the things you've done. We get so caught up in the things we haven't done that we forget to take a step back and look at what we have done. So I hope you really enjoy this episode. If you want to share your wins or your favorite things, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at Workflow Queen or email me at support@workflowqueen.com. I always love to celebrate these wins with you, and I can't wait for you to dive into today's episode. Do you ever feel like if you had actionable systems in place that it can actually take your practice to the next level? Can you imagine the freedom you'd gain from finally getting everything out of your head and into a system that can help you move things on autopilot? Do you ever feel like you want to hire help for your practice, but you just don't know where to start? Trust me, I get it, and you're not alone. But it doesn't have to be this way. You're kick-ass at doing the bookkeeping and accounting work. There's no doubt about that. But you struggle to maintain the systems and operations of your business. Am I right? But don't worry, that's where I come in, the Workflow Queen. I'm going to guide you on how to implement tech, systems, and automation in your practice so you can scale bigger, hire better, and break through to the next level. I can't wait to support you here on the Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host, Alyssa Lang. Welcome back to another episode, and I figured today I really wanted to talk about rounding up 2023. I cannot believe that 2023 is literally coming to an end. As you're listening to this episode, as it's going live, it's the day after Christmas, so I hope you have the best Christmas ever if that's what you celebrate, but no matter what, I hope you have the best holiday ever. I can't believe we're getting into 2024. I feel like each year just keeps flying and flying and flying, but I wanted to do something that was inspired by my social media managers because they asked me for my favorite roundups and wins from 2023 for Workflow Queen. And so I figured, you know what? I'll go ahead and share all my favorite things, all the wins that I can possibly think of, whether it's for Workflow Queen specifically, my life, or even my bookkeeping firm as well. And so let's go ahead and dive in. I'm going to start off with the favorites roundup, and then I'm going to share my wins at the very end of this episode here. So I'd love for you to stick around. If you've got a favorite anything, whether that's a podcast, a book, it could be the favorite thing you did this year, or it could be your wins, please feel free to come share them to me. Come share them at support@workflowqueen.com or on Instagram at Workflow Queen. I would love to hear all your favorites and your wins from 2023. So start off with those favorites. So I've got several different things that I wanted to talk about, my favorite things that have come up from this year. So first that I wanted to start off with is my mastermind group. So I'm a part of a mastermind. It's super unofficial. It is not one that like people can just like pay to join. It's one of those ones where it's just a group of bookkeeper friends that we have known each other for several years now. And we've been doing different events every single year. Typically, it's about twice a year. We go to different states and we meet up in different areas. And we all just come together to support each other, collaborate. We talk through ideas and all that fun stuff. And that mastermind, we call ourselves Bookkeepers Gone Wild. And that name kind of came up during, what was it? BKX, the first year, so the Bookkeeper Convention, BKX, I think it was 2021, I did a party bus and I invited a bunch of people, other bookkeepers, and I kept calling everyone Bookkeepers Gone Wild because we're told that we're boring and all these fun things, like whatever. And I really wanted it to be like, well, if you're going to come on this party bus, we had like a stripper pole. It was so much fun. Everybody had a blast. We like went to different bars in Vegas. Well, because the first BKX was in Vegas and the name just kind of stuck. And then we created our own little mastermind, which is just a bunch of other people in the industry that we've kind of come together and picked up some new members along the way. Like I said, so unofficial, but I'm just obsessed with my Bookkeepers Gone Wild group. We have our own Slack channel. I'm not one of those people who participate a lot on Slack when it comes to like masterminds, because I feel like it's just not appropriate. And I feel like a lot of times people don't use it correctly. And so I get really overwhelmed by using it. And so for me, I feel like there's nothing better than like being in person with somebody from my mastermind group and like connecting with them. And so, like I said, we try to do at least like two a year. If we can, typically it's at least once a year we all get together. This year we did Oregon, and Oregon was so much fun. We did Oregon and there was about I don't know, maybe like 10, 12, or 14 of us. I can't remember exactly how many of there was. But a lot of times some people come in and they mastermind with each other. We just sit down. We had like a Viking-sized table in Oregon where we just sat down and had conversations around like, you know, different topics, or everyone was just like kind of working and working together on like major processes. And then people would go outside and be like, hey, can I pick your brain on something? It's always my favorite time to go meet up with everybody because we like sit around and we go through just topics together. And sometimes if we're all interested in one major thing, like for example, I think one year we did Key West and Tyler Otto is part of our mastermind and he talked about the bonus structure that he has in place for his firm. And we talked through all that and everybody had their notebooks and everyone was taking ideas. We've done many, many of those conversations. I've come and helped people set up a sauna, you know, because they're my friends and also like my mastermind people. And we've all just helped each other in so many different ways. I think last year I did like a goal setting analysis and identification of your bottleneck, but it's nothing official. Like we don't have an agenda. We just show up. If we all feel like working, cool. If we don't, cool. We all like do events and stuff. We go to like the bars. We'll go see bands. Last time we did like a speakeasy and we did a, oh my gosh, what's it called? One of those things where you go to those secret rooms and you have to figure out, solve the puzzles to get out. We separated our group into two and that was really fun. So we just like kind of get together and just, it's just amazing. It's so much fun. So that's one of my favorite things of this year of 2023 was getting to see everybody. And it's funny because I just recently did another trip to Costa Rica. I just got back from Costa Rica with one of my best friends, Brooke Swan, and also one of our coaches in Breakthrough. She's also part of that mastermind too. And it's really funny, almost every year of our Bookkeepers Gone Wild mastermind, I've gone to a different country and somehow met up with one of our other Bookkeeper Gone Wild group members, which is so funny. So there's like an international, we like joke around about it. Just amazing group. So my encouragement to you is to find your people, find those people that you can meet up with in person. There's nothing that can replace an in-person setting. An online setting just only goes so far. So I really recommend that you do that. So that's been one favorite thing of this year. Another thing that's one of my favorites from this year is that we've been automating and perfecting our onboarding process at my bookkeeping firm. So I own Magnetic Bookkeeping Consulting. We're about to hit our 2-year anniversary and we have just been reworking and automating that onboarding. And it's so crazy because we have like insane zaps and automation set up. We're still tweaking some things here and there. We literally just had a client just sign on with us yesterday that we're just taking the time to double check all of the SOPs and all the resources in the onboarding so that when the client's being onboarded, we make sure it gets more and more solid every time. So every time we onboard, it just gets better and better. But it's so funny because I hear a lot of people in the industry say how scared they are to onboard multiple clients at one time. And to be honest, I don't think I'm really nervous about that. And I think the reason why is because I separate onboarding from cleanups. Our onboarding process is way different than cleanups. Cleanups are literally a whole different process. A lot of people in the industry like say their onboarding is part of the cleanup. And that to me just doesn't make any sense because they're two fully different processes. You cannot start the cleanup without first onboarding someone, aka getting all the information, the details that you need in order to start the project, right? And so for us, like we don't mind, you know, onboarding multiple people at one time. And I think as long as you have the solid team in place and at least like the ability to hire, rapidly hire as needed, you have the training resources in place. And I think that's why it doesn't scare me so much. But the more you automate it, the easier it gets because onboarding can be very time consuming. And a lot of times we're waiting on our clients. So that was something that was one of my favorites this year is that we've been really working on perfecting that onboarding. It's something that we worked on this prior quarter, but it's something that will always be top of mind for us because it makes life easy. Hey, listener, just wanted to quickly interrupt this episode today to ask you, have you been trying to find a better solution to actually taking payments from your clients? Then boy, do I have a solution for you. One of my absolute favorite pieces of tech is Pluto. Pluto is such a game changer in your business. It really helps you to allow you to be able to take payments easily from your clients through ACH. They also take credit card as well, but they have so many different options. One of the big perks to using something like Pluto over something like QBO and all the other options that we have out there for invoicing is because it is way more cost effective and it has saved me thousands of dollars on those fees that we get taken out for invoicing our clients. So we no longer use QuickBooks Online in order to invoice our own clients. We now have migrated over to Pluto. And if you want to learn more about Pluto and check it out, it is amazing. They make such a seamless process for our clients to be able to add the ACH information, to ask them to authorize us to be able to take the automatic payment every single month and saves us a ton of money in fees. You're just going to go to workflowqueen.com/Pluto. That's workflowqueen.com/Pluto to learn more. Another favorite from this year is a software. I just want to do a software award of the year, and that's Notion. And I know that you guys have heard me talk about Notion a million times, but honestly, the more and more and more that we use Notion in my own firm, I even use it at Workflow Queen in a wildly different way than it's set up for my firm. And we even give Notion for our breakthrough students. And to be honest, it is such a game-changing tool. I still use Asana for task management, staying on top of our work, making sure projects are on track, that we're getting things done, that we're checking in with our team. But Notion is where we're like getting information. So that means things like throughout the year when we need to make notes for the tax repair, we could put it in our client's profile. If we ever need to make note on like the style of things that the client purchases, like their trends and whatever that looks like, there's so many ways that we use Notion to really help us level up that documentation. And man, it's such a game changer. And every single year, I swear, it just gets better and better. And we've recently tweaked it more and more and more, which has just been so cool. The more that I use it at my firm as well, on top of like what we've built for our students as well. So that's been a really big win. And like I said, if you're interested in Notion, you're interested in my Notion setup. Unfortunately, I do not have any intentions of separating out my Notion workspace from Breakthrough. And if you're in Breakthrough, and if even if you're not, a lot of people when they're in Breakthrough, they're like, wow, I realize why, Alyssa, you do not separate Notion out of Breakthrough, because our Notion is built around the concepts and core aspects of what we teach in Breakthrough. And if you don't understand all the concepts, that Notion really won't do much for you. It all comes hand in hand. So the other favorites before I dive into the wins from this year is switching social media managers. So the reason I bring this up is because I was working previously with the same social media manager for almost 3 years. And she was amazing. She's just an awesome person. And it was really hard to let her go. But I'm so glad that I did. So my prior social media manager also had her own agency. So does my current social media managers. And I love them equally. I think they're super amazing. But I am so wildly impressed by these new social media managers. I think I got to a point with our prior social media manager. It just got to a point where like there was more micromanaging and making sure things were done that like I didn't want us to do. Because at one point we didn't have to do that with her. And then all of a sudden we had to do all these briefs and do all these different things. And just the scope of what we had to do was just so much more. And she did social media manager for both my companies. Well, anyways, in the summer, I had to make a really tough decision that I was like, you know what? I need to level up my social media managers, especially for my firm, because I really wanted to make sure that we were attracting the right niche, because my niche is online course creators, content creators, and coaches, and a lot of e-commerce brands. And a lot of those people do hang out on Instagram. And so for me, that's my predominant platform that we really, you know, gain clients from. Well, my prior social media manager, we were getting no traction from the people that we were bringing in, and they just weren't aligning with the branding anymore. And it seemed like the new team members they had on our account were just like not doing what we wanted to. And it just started to get really frustrating. And so I was introduced to this social media manager that we hired. And like I said, she has an agency as well. I was introduced to her by one of my Breakthrough students, and I literally am so happy that we made this switch. So social media managers, I'm just going to warn you guys, can be expensive. They can cost you some good amount of money if you have a good social media manager. If you're working with a social media manager that's, you know, charging you $100 a month and maybe just gives you templates here and there, you're still doing a lot of work. A good social media management company will take over everything, and all you have to do is make sure that you just answer a couple questions here and there that they need for content. And so that's what I need from a social media manager. My prior one did that really well, but there was some, she just kind of like went downhill with the people who were on our account. I just think they changed and what their process and whatnot. So that's why I had to switch. But with this new social media manager, they kind of came in and they did a full analysis of everything. They took over our firm's Instagram, also our Facebook, same with Workflow Queen as well. So you've probably interacted with them at some point. And so anyways, they nailed the voice. The new social media managers are amazing. Well, for my firm, we've actually seen from the moment we switched over and they took over the account until now, which I've been there with them for about 2.5 months, we've already had like 15 booked consult calls directly from our Instagram for my firm. And then we've had several of them actually sign on as clients. And so it's just crazy to me, like one simple switch can go a long way. And I think just the rebrand, the refresh of everything on our social media, especially like Instagram, really helped with attracting our right clients. And so it's funny because as of 2024, we're actually shifting who we're really going to be attracting. The niche is going to be the same for my firm, but we're honing in even further on like who within that niche, so whether that's income level, type of person, we're reworking some stuff, which is really cool. But they've been so amazing and just it was worth every dime. They are twice as much as my old social media manager, but way worth it in my opinion. So that's been really cool and one of my favorite things from this year. So those are my favorites. So my Bookkeepers Gone Wild Mastermind group, automating and perfecting our onboarding process at my firm, our Notion just being incredible for both my companies, and switching my social media managers. So let's talk about the wins from 2023. And so the favorites kind of sound like wins, but they kind of are, but they're kind of not. But let's talk about the wins from 2023. And I have several of them here. And these could be personal wins. They can also be business wins. And I might be sharing from both companies as well. So first win is that we started this podcast this year, and we started it on Valentine's Day. And because that's the anniversary of Workflow Queen. And I can't believe that we're about to hit 1 year in February of the podcast. And it's just been so cool. I appreciate every single one of you for listening in and joining us, all the guests that have been here. It's just been so much fun. And I've learned a lot about myself. And the podcasting process is not easy. Like, it's not an easy feat. Just building this thing out was crazy. I thankfully have Serena Shoup at Ambitious Bookkeeper, my biz bestie. She had a podcast before me. I did lean on her a lot about like, hey, how's your process working? And then we kind of like use a lot of that same process, and we've just tweaked it over time to be specific to me and the way that we want to run the podcast here. And it's just been such a journey, and it's been so much fun. Our producer is amazing. I know he's listening in. So thank you, Ian, for everything that you're doing, and congrats on getting married. Shout out to you. And also thanks to Serena for helping out with that process. It's been just so much fun listening to everybody and how receptive you are to this podcast, and just how much you all shouted out from the rooftop. So if you know anybody in the industry looking for a podcast that's going to get them motivated, give them step-by-step processes and put them in the right, you know, place, please feel free to share it. It really goes a long way. And if you haven't already, please make sure to leave a review, because it goes such a long way. So another win is actually going to be a personal win. So I still can't believe that my business is actually going to be funding me to buy my very first house. And so this is a massive win for me, because it's been a big goal of mine in my life to actually buy a house. And I'm currently still in escrow, and we've got a couple more things. We're hoping to close by 12:30. I am recording this on 12:17. So we're really hoping everything goes through. There's a couple snags here and there that are happening, but I am just giving the universe and just, you know, giving it exactly what it needs to do what needs to happen. So if it falls through, it falls through. That just means it's not meant for me. If it goes through, then it goes through and it was meant for me. Regardless, I'm obsessed with the house that I've found, and I just love the location, the price. It's still in the place I live, which is Lake Arrowhead, California. Still gets snow. All the things I really love. It's got the cabiny vibe, but more modern. And like the other day, I just had like a humbling moment of like, I've built these businesses to be able to help fund my life. And I'm doing this solo, people. Like, I'm a single woman. It's just me and my dog. I don't have anybody to share this journey with. So that's been a little bit of a bummer part of it, where usually people have their spouse or, you know, their partner to be able to share this with. I don't. And so, yes, I have my, you know, realtors, and yes, I have my lender and all the different people helping me from the logistics side, but I also have my best friend. So I'm very excited and very thankful for my best friends who have all been there while I've been talking through this journey of buying a home. It's a lot more work than I thought it was going to be. It was running so smooth until we started finding issues with the house that like we're trying to negotiate and get credit for. So it's just been a journey, but I still just can't believe that these businesses, like if you would have told me this back in 2015 when I started my very first business, that this would be my life, like I would have just laughed. I didn't really take my businesses very serious until almost like 2018, 2019. And that's when I really started to kick in, you know, really wanting to earn a lot more money and to get rid of my normal job that I had at that time. And it's just been so crazy. So just a big win that I wanted to share in my personal life. And I'm really crossing my fingers. So if you're listening to this, cross your fingers too, that hopefully by the time you listen to this, we have closed an escrow and then I get my home that I'm obsessed with. So another win too is business and personal. I focused a lot more on me this year. So trying to create more balance between running both Workflow Queen and Magnetic. I'm very grateful that Workflow Queen really doesn't need my attention, and that the only thing I'm really involved in is like the podcast and coaching inside of our big group coaching program. Other than that, like the team, the social media managers, all of our contracts, employees, they're kind of running the show. And so I'm just very grateful for them. But my firm, I've been just pouring my heart into it. And I don't do like the day-to-day bookkeeping. I don't do that. What I mean is like redoing all of our processes, revamping everything so that my firm just kind of runs solid. I'm hiring new people because, yes, we are hiring for account managers, senior bookkeepers, and bookkeepers, junior bookkeepers, because we've just been so like crazy slammed with all the consult calls that I've been on to get people signed on. We're just signing on clients left and right. it's crazy how like 1 year has changed so much, because a year ago I bought out my business partner. I wasn't happy. I didn't want to put my heart and soul into my firm because I felt like I was splitting it with someone that like I wasn't in full alignment with anymore. She was incredible, but just like when you have that stress, like you don't want to put yourself into it. And it's just been so crazy this year. We really didn't kick in our marketing until like mid-year of 2023 to really push Magnetic. And it's just been so crazy because all that hard work of like pushing for the past like 4 or 5 months are all like seriously landing on our lap all at one time. And so we're having to hire. So if you're listening and you're interested in actually applying for either our account manager role, our senior bookkeeper role, or junior bookkeeper role, please feel free to email my firm at support@magneticbookkeeping.com and just let me know that you're interested in it. And our team will get you over any applications or anything that we have or any resources that we have for the position. So that way you can apply. And so, yeah, it's just been so crazy. Like I said, Workflow Queen kind of runs itself, but Magnetic, it does work without me. Like I don't have to be there, but I'm so focused on the major projects. And I had a big revelation recently at the end of 2023. So the past like month of being really drawn to a certain caliber of women that we want to work with because of the exposure I've had in certain, like I'm in part of a mastermind, but it's not for Workflow Queen. It's actually for my bookkeeping firm, but it's not a mastermind for bookkeepers. It's actually a mastermind with just an incredible coach I've been working with for years who helped coach me at Workflow Queen. But essentially, I'm in like a room full of like these incredible, like high caliber women. And we've noticed on my team when we did a meeting that they all really enjoy working with our higher caliber women business owners. And so we're shifting a lot of things in 2024 to focus on that, but also within our same niche. And so it's just been really crazy. It's been a whirlwind, and I can't wait to see like 1 year from now recording the same episode of how it goes. But yeah, back to the win. I've just been kind of focused on trying to make me a focus because, you know, I'm going to be very transparent. You know, we let go of our bodies or we don't take care of ourselves because we're so busy trying to like, you know, build the business and do these things. And we let go of all the other parts of our life. And so for me, I'm finally back at a place where I'm starting to focus on me eating better, moving my body more. I've been walking on my in-office treadmill, just whatever I possibly can to put me first. And so this year's been a bit of a struggle where I have not really been putting myself first and I've been focusing on other people or other things or other businesses. And I'm just at a point where now that I'm running at the end of the year, I can't wait for this energy to move into 2024. So another win is I welcomed a lot of students inside of Breakthrough. So if you are a Breakthrough student, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. We've had Breakthrough around for almost like a year and a half to 2 years now. And it's just insane to me, just the incredible wins that I've seen and the things that people share in the group. And like, I really do such a terrible job like talking about all the wins that people in Breakthrough have shared and like putting them all over the website because you know, I'm just so focused on so many different other different things. That's something that we plan to do in 2024 is like really re-talking about all the things that we're doing and all the wins and stuff. But it's so crazy to me, like just how much amazingness has come out of that program. And it is like my heart and soul. Like I'm obsessed with Breakthrough. All my other programs do not even like come close to how much I'm obsessed with like our Breakthrough students, the process, what we do, and the promise that we give and the transformations that people have. We've seen our students going on hiring their dream teams, letting go of non-ideal clients, taking unplugged vacations, stepping away from the company. Like it's just so crazy to me. And I've just, in the summer, we welcomed a lot of Breakthrough students, and it's just been so crazy to see everybody just doing what they're doing, right? And the last one that I wanted to share today was that we hosted our Power to Breakthrough Bootcamp in the summer of 2023, and it was so fire. People loved it so much. I gave away so many incredible wins and so many amazing things, great assets. Brooke Swan came in and did the coaching calls with me during the live Q&A sessions for our free bootcamp. If you're unsure about the bootcamp, just go to workflowqueen.com and you should be able to go to workflowqueen.com/challenge. But essentially go to the site and you could sign up for the waitlist for any of our challenges or free bootcamps that we do. I can't guarantee that our Power to Breakthrough Bootcamp will always be free because we gave away so much that people were like, man, I cannot believe that you didn't charge for this. And we also want to make sure that we're attracting people who are ready to invest. And sometimes a monetary exchange of money will tell me that you're more invested in something than someone who just wants something for free. And so our Breakthrough Bootcamp is also a great foundation for people who are interested in our group coaching program, Breakthrough, who are just, you know, trying to figure out what is you know, is it my teaching style? Like, do they like, you know, seeing what the coaches are like? The boot camp just is a really good taste of what to expect and what to expect to learn inside of Breakthrough. And so if you've ever been interested in it, look out for our boot camp, because it's a good way for you to see, you know what, am I ready? Am I committed to this? So without further ado, that was our wins from 2023. A lot of personal stuff. It's just been so crazy. This year has just flown by so fast. A lot of things that I would have done differently, but also at the same time, I know that where I am today is going to be based off the things I did in the past. So I'm just going to be okay with that. And 2023 was an incredible win, just financially, personally, like relationship-wise with my friends and my family and whatnot. It's just been so incredible. So I really appreciate you for being here, listening to this episode. Please feel free to reach out to me and share your wins, share your favorite things from the year. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I cannot wait to talk to you guys in 2024. Thank you for tuning into yet another episode of our Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host, Alyssa Lang, the founder and owner of Workflow Queen. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review on iTunes and share this episode with a fellow bookkeeper or an accountant on social media, and also tag me on Instagram at Workflow Queen. The more that we work together to get this out in front of other people, the better I can help to serve this industry to create more solid systems and processes. Now, go take what you learned from today's episode and apply it into your practice so you can finally give yourself the brain space and freedom that you deserve. I can't wait to see you unfold throughout your journey, and thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode. See you next time.